New research conducted by financial education specialist Wealth has been looking at the way in which people's pensions are going to last them through their retirement. To tell us more about this survey, I'm joined by retirement expert Jonathan Watts-Lay. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Now, you're director of Wealth at Work, a financial specialist provider looking after getting people's state of mind and their retirement right. And this isn't easy, is it? Because retirement is very difficult to plan for. We never know quite how long they're going to be. Obviously, we want them to run as long as possible. But this could mean the money could run out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that it's hard to project. No one's got a crystal ball. No one knows how long they're going to be in retirement for, which is why it's really important to make not only the right decision at the point that you retire, but for a lot of people, they will need to make subsequent decisions as they go through retirement, because, you know, they don't know what income they're going to need as they go through retirement. You know, you have people generally slow down a bit, so often expenditure might be bigger when they first retire. They go off and do those holidays and that sort of thing, but then gradually they slow down. But then, of course, as you get into later life, you might have things like care costs or health costs that start going up again. So people will need to adjust, but, of course, no crystal ball. So you don't know what the next 25 to 30 years is going to look like exactly.
And, yeah, 25 to 30 years will be a fantastic length of retirement. But, Tommy, two-thirds of trustees are concerned the pension scheme members are going to run out of money, as you say. 9 out of 10 trustees feel their members near retirement will face predatory attention from scammers as well. So there is a lot which is going against a happy retirement here.
Yeah, I mean, scamming is rife, isn't it? I mean, it's been rife for a long time, but it's kind of re-emerged with a vengeance during COVID-19. So, again, that's one of the reasons why people need to really go and get advice somewhere, because often people are drawn into offers that look effectively too good to be true, because they are too good to be true, and people get drawn in into some opportunity which they think will give them a fantastic income, but actually what they find out is that they lose their money. Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA, they reckon that on average through pension scams people lose well over £80,000, so clearly that's a big hole in someone's pension pot.
Yeah, and unfortunately there is very little way of getting this back as well, because, you know, you have actually signed over this money to somebody, even though it's a scam.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the thing, is that, there's two types of scam, really. There's absolute fraudsters who are basically going to run off with your money, so the chance of getting that back is very, very slim. But then there's also where people invest their pension pot into something that just really isn't appropriate for retirement, so it's not going to give them that monthly income that they need. So there's two types, really. There's the pure fraudulent activity, and then there's just people investing in something which isn't in itself fraudulent, but just is not appropriate for generating an income that you're going to need week in, week out during retirement.
And there is a tax implication here as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so the taxation piece is kind of interesting, really. I mean, there's two angles to this. I mean, one is that people just end up paying more tax than they need to in a lot of cases. And this is because people often think, right, I want to take all the money out of my pension now I've reached retirement. But, of course, as soon as they do that, any money apart from 25%, which is tax-free, is taxed as part of their usual income. So you could have someone who's been a basic rate income taxpayer all their life, and in the year that they retire, they actually become a higher rate taxpayer because they've drawn all the money out of their pension in one go. So that's one to you know, really look out for. And then the other one is you know, people taking the 25% tax-free cash. That's fine if you've decided that, you know, you're going to pay off the mortgage or something like that before you retire. But what a lot of people do is they take that money out of their pension, and then they just put it in a savings account where actually it would be better off just leaving it in the pension. So a number of things that people need to think about when they think about tax.
And, I mean, a pension scheme, wherever you are in your career, is something that's important you should be thinking about. Obviously, the earlier you can start paying in, the better. Companies will often have a contribution scheme that you might want to take a look at. So there's all sorts of different methods of paying in, but equally you've got to get that best deal. And once you're starting to approach your 40s into your 50s, this is the point at which you need to be really monitoring closely where you are.
Yeah, exactly. So you would have built up a pot, hopefully, by then of a certain size. But it's time to take a bit of a rain check, really, and say, right, okay, so where am I? How many more years am I likely to work? How much am I likely to pay in over the remaining years that I'm in work? Calculate, you know, roughly what that pension pot might grow by, and then that will give you some indication as to what income you may achieve. I think the problem with this is very easy to say, but for a lot of people, you know, that is quite a complex thing to do, which is why really support is needed along the way.
So Wealth at Work, you can help out with this, and you've got information that's available online?
Yeah, so we work with a lot of employers. So I guess the first thing that people should do is, if they've got a pension through the workplace, is talk to their employer and ask them what support is in place. A lot of employers will provide them with anything from seminars in the workplace to help explain this, through to guidance helplines, through to websites, and in some cases as well, they will put in place regulated advisors to help employees. So that's probably the first thing to do is go to your workplace. There's other things as well you can do though. You can go to some of the government support facilities. So there's something called PensionWise, which they can go and have a look at. There's another organisation which also is government backed, so the Pension Advisory Service. So they can go and have a look at that. And then another one that they should go and have a look at, which people often forget about, is just go and check to see what state pension you're going to get as well. So again, if you go to gov.uk, check state pension, you can actually see how many years national insurance you've built up and therefore what your state pension is likely to be.
And the pensions from the state are coming in potentially at what feels a lower level and certainly at a later age. And all these things are changing to... it goes very much against you as you're getting older, so you need to, as I say, be completely on top of all of that. So we can go along, we can check it out, but the most important thing is review it and make sure that if you can pay some extra in, you do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, pension is always a good place to invest. Do it through the workplace where you have a good pension in place. The cost structures of it will be very, very reasonable. So it's the best place to go to build up that pension fund.
Well, retirement expert Jonathan Watts-Lay, Director at Wealth at Work, thank you for joining us.
Great, thank you.